Basically, it opens you up for everything.
All right, we will call the Board of Supervisors meeting to order at 8:45 a.m. We will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open this meeting act is on the wall to the left. Attendance by observation, Schuler, Haxby, Dorn, and Swavely. Consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held April 3rd, 2024. Approve all claims through April 17th, 2024 in the amount of $1,534,958.90, except claim number 24040191 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $744 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve receiving and place on file the 2023 annual report for the Pickerel Fire and Rescue. Approve appointing Devin Stege to the Veterans Service Committee for a five-year term beginning July 1, 2024 through June 30, 2029. Approve declaring the 2014 Dodge Charger with 115,030 miles, VIN number CDXAG1EH366854 as surplus and listing on Purple Wave. Approve utility permit 1301 to Windstream, Nebraska LLC. Windstream will be replacing fiber line for a Gage County project C341232. Windstream will dig and splice a new fiber line west of existing structure and then bore a 2-inch diameter by 8 to 10 foot deep under flow line, approximately 50 foot under structure, then splice a new fiber line to existing fiber east of the structure. All work is in the north grader ditch of B line, approximately 2,300 feet east of 176th Road, located south of Section 12, Township 2 North, Range 8 East, Island Grove Township. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Dave and second by Eddie. Please vote. Four in favor. Consent agenda passes. Approve or disapprove claim number 24040191 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $744. This brings the total amount of claims paid through April 17th to $1,535,702.90.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Please vote. Four in favor. Motion passes. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. This is a comment on any matter that is not on this agenda. However, no board action can be taken until the following board meeting unless the board declares it an emergency. Any public? All right, we're going to go into committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights. Dave Swavely.
Come on up, Adam. David's not here. We're going to let Adam do it this time. Okay, so...
Masonry Construction came down last Wednesday and looked at the east door for installing a header and removing the center column, and he's going to work up a proposal for that. And then they're going to start work on the courthouse tower. They're expecting early May, and figured about 2 months of work. We looked at the granite for the boardroom counter and panels from Pickerel Lumber to start checking into those. We haven't had a chance to look at the first floor lighting yet. And Applied Connective is ready to start moving forward with the phones and courthouse IT work. And they are going to check into the conduit at the highway department between the office and barn. Then we're going to look into installing new light guards at the detention center. Have Johnny's Welding maybe fab something up for that. And we did turn on the water to start getting the lawn watered in. And I think that's about it.
Just a little bit more. What you see these things in front of us here is that this is a sample of like a front panel. When we upgrade the countertop here, there'll be a thing like this back, be a little iPad that we'll see everything that's going on. We'll have a little bit less paperwork. There'll be screens up here and everything else. But this, that's why we put these up here for the committee meetings on Monday morning. And we're working on that right now. We don't have, it's a, off in a distance a little bit, but we're going to pursue it. There'll be wood around the front rather than the carpet. And we don't know exactly what we'll do with the color of it yet, whether we'll try and match the doors or whether we'll try and make the doors match something else. That's to be decided yet. We're just starting to work on that right now. So we did this so that the supervisors could say, what do you want in front of you? Do you want a big tall one or you want it down to this? So just so it hides your iPad and that the people can still see us. And there'll be a table there rather than the podium, okay, like they do in other places. So that's where we're standing on it right now. And David's gone, and Adam, I wanted Adam to come up and tell us a little bit about it. And he gave us the minutes or the notes of what we've done so far. Just a little update on it's kind of funny that we're going to get Johnny's willing to put something on the grading over at the basketball court in jail because they try to knock those little wire screens off so they can. So we're going to put something else up there that won't do that. So
more substantial.
Yeah. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Equalization. We had the report from Patty on the exemption stuff and got that taken care of. And equalization, finance, and insurance. I don't think we have any big updates on that.
Not on the insurance, the finance. Oh, if there was anything.
Let's see here. It's not highlighted.
What?
Applied Connective Technologies, $16,937.25. Correctional Risk Services, Inmate Medical, $10,906.28. EPONA, $24,443. Region 5 Systems, $13,420.50. ACE, Eaton Metals, $39,908. Beatrice Concrete Sand and Gravel, $47,210.34. Inland Truck Parts, $15,429.77. Nebraska Machinery, $285,793.50. Set Brothers, $24,817.90. And City of Beatrice Quarterly 911 Services, $59,106.16. Human Resources, Employee Relations. I don't think we've had anything on that either.
Well, other than that, probably you started negotiations, right?
Yep, we did start negotiations with the FOP. Law Enforcement, Emergency Management. I don't see Law Enforcement, Emergency Management. Man, we're just going right through these today. Road and Bridge. Let's road and bridge report. Eddie, do you want to do the road and bridge report?
Bridge report for date for April 15, 24. Discussion options on Pickle East Bridge. Either deck replacement, new concrete bridge, or a triple 16 by 16 box. Waiting for the road grant information from engineer. Discuss Rockford blacktop repairs. Poor condition of road, how we can repair and maintain. That's about it. Crews have been busy.
Okay, and then later in this agenda, we're going to be opening bids for box culverts. If there's nothing else, unless anybody has anything else, please go. We're going to have to recess for our timed event until 9:15.
Okay, so we went back in. I can't bring us back in.
All right, we're going to reconvene at 9:13 on the clock. We're going to reconvene at 9:13 on the clock. Don Schuler just wanted to give a quick update on the Rockford. We're working on getting that Rockford lake repaired. We're getting it up to spec prior to possibly getting a grant to get it repaved.
Well, I just wanted to be sure that people know that we're working on Rockford Road to consider what to do with it and get it repaired as quickly as possible. Mark Kuhnke, the highway superintendent, said that he's going to core it to determine the depth of the asphalt there presently to see how much can be milled off and still have enough layer there that the truck traffic and stuff doesn't bust it up so bad that by the time we overlay it, that portion of the road is bad. So it's gotten into a kind of a hairy situation there. And we're waiting for assistance with the from the state on that, and that's what's we work together with them on this road. So that's what held us up. We're working around their schedule. Mark, did you have anything to add to that? Am I accurate on that? Okay, thank you.
Okay, perfect timing. With that, the 9:15 timed event, accept, reject, or award Gage County 2024 box culverts 1236, 1237, 1238, 1239, 1240, and 1262. I need a motion and second to close bids.
Motion to close it.
Second.
Motion by Doran, second by Swavely to close bids. Please vote at 9:15 a.m. Please vote. Four in favor. Which keeps me in check over here.
Just all right. On the record. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Four bids.
Four bids. Everybody have their sheets ready to mark stuff up?
We only got two. Do we need more?
You should be good. We have got four bids.
At the top, you should be able to write the contractor's name.
Okay.
And then work down.
Gotcha.
This bid is from A&R Construction Company. That is just their insurance. For C34 1236, which is a twin 10-foot by 6-foot by 63-foot concrete box culvert, a 20-degree skew. Total for the project is $298,169.25. C34 1237, which is a twin 12-foot by 8-foot by 61-foot with a 10-degree skew. Total for that project is $380,141.44. C34 1238, which is a twin 10 foot by 10 foot by 63 foot on a 10 degree skew. Total for that project is $351,447.78. C34 1239, which is a 10 foot by 6 foot by 60 foot on a 10 degree skew. Total for that project is $262,569.22. C34 1240, which is a 12 foot by 6 foot by 118 foot at a 25 degree skew. Total for that project is $828,808.59.
Repeat that, please.
$828,808.59. C34 1262, which is a 12 foot by 10 foot by 77 foot at a 15 degree skew. Is $364,866.81. Total for all six is $2,486,003.09. is $2,486,003.09. The start and completion dates for the box, so the 12/36 start February 2025, end March 2025, 12/37 start April 2025, end May 2025, 12/38 start June 2025, end July 2025, 12/39 start December 2024, end January 2025, 12/40 start October 2024, end November 2024, and 12/62 is start August 2025 and September 2025. Next bid is from Collins. All right, the total for the 12/36 is $298,017.70. Total for 12/37 is $377,824.53. 12/38, $352,284.65. 12/39, $270,024.47. 12/40 is $785,180.07. 12/62 is $367,618.29. Overall total for project $2,450,949.71. The 12/36 is just all of these have the start of construction date to subject to receiving the 404 forms. And then it just has number of working days. So 12/36 is 50 working days. 12/37 is 50 working days. 12/38 is 35 working days. 12/39 is 35 working days. 12/40 is 75 working days. 12/62 is 50 working days.
When do they start?
It just says subject to receiving 404 forms. But there was a date within the bid information on completion date, so.
71, okay.
Yeah, I just didn't open that. I assume it did. This is from JJK Construction. $12.36 project cost $295,435.22. $12.37 $399,843.81. $12.38 $348,954.01. $12.39 $251,569.89.
To what? 61,000?
$251,569.89. 12/40 is $778,195.22. 12/62 is $401,901.89. Total for project, $475,900.04.
36, the very first one.
1236 was $295,435.22. JJK Construction LLC is anticipating a start date of July of 2024 or sooner and will require 200 working days to complete all six project locations in no specific order unless requested by county prior to submitting a schedule. This one is from Vogscapes. Vogscapes, V-O-G-T-S-C-A-P-E-S. $1236 total project cost is $284,851.75. 1237 is $362,403.35. 1238, $336,655. I'll say that again because I messed that up. $336,655. 1239 is $249,256.15. 1240 is $784,870.25. Read too many numbers. 1262, $359,495.80. Total, $2,377,532. And I believe that says 30 cents. All right, so start and end dates for construction. C34, the 1236, start is July of 24, end August of 24. 1237, start July 24, end August 24. 1238, start July 24, end August 24, 1239, start August 24, end October 24, 1240, start August 24, end October 24, 1262, start August 24, end October
24. And this one had a big bond in it. Does that one have a big bond?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you familiar with all these companies, Mark?
Just one.
All right. With that, I think we'll take a 10-minute recess and talk to our highway super. And Mark is here, so we'll meet quick and look through them.
At what time?
At 9:27, and we will come back with a decision.
You ready?
Yep.
Done.
We'll reconvene at 10:08 on the clock. Mark, come up and give the recommendation.
After reviewing all the bids that were submitted and discussing with the engineer that is attending, we as the road department decided we thought would be best interest to go with Vogscapes as the when awarding the contract to Vogscapes, pending core permits and easements.
Okay. And they were the lowest bid?
They were the lowest bid.
Okay.
Are they local or where are they from?
Bennett.
Bennett.
Bennett, okay.
How do you spell their bids?
V-O-G-T-S-C-A-P-E-S.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Good. All right, so we need a motion to approve awarding the Gage County 2024 box culverts number 1236, 1237, 1238, 1239, 1240, and 1261 to Vogscapes, pending right-of-way and core permitting.
Motion to approve.
Second. Go ahead, Don.
Motion by Dorn, second by Schuler. Any other discussion? Please vote. Four in favor. Motion passes. Anybody else have anything for the good of the order? If not, we will adjourn at 10:09.